We're in Siman Tav Tzadi, Sif Aleph, says the Mechaber B'Yom Sheni, on the second day of Yontif, of Pesach, Korn B'Parshas Emor, Shoruch Hesev, at Sof HaInyan. We read the Parsha of Shoruch Hesev until the end. U'maftir Kor K'mo B'Yom Rishon, and the Maftir reads the same thing as the first day, which is U'Vayom HaRishon, V'Chodesh HaRishon. U'maftir B'Malachim B'Pesach T'Yoshiyahu, M'V'Yishach M'Malach Ad V'Achar V'Kam K'mo, and the Haftorah is about the Pesach at the time of Yoshiyahu. The Mishnah adds that this is written in the Svarim that it's best on the second day at the Suda to do something Zecher to Suda's Esther, because that day is the day that Haman was hung. And the Magen Avraham brings the source of this from the Shla. The Prima Gadim says that there's actually a siman in the Haftorah from the first day of Pesach to this, because the Pasuk says in Yehoshua, Vayishbos Haman mimacharas ba'achlam, he says, oh, it must be, it was hung the day after Pesach. So that's why some have this minhag to have something special on the second day, lezecher Haman being hung. Siv beis yom shlishi shu cholosham moed, the third day, which is now cholamoed in Chutz La'aretz. Arvis hashachar zeminchem is pal kadarko. It's a regular weekday davening. V'omer yalav yavo ba'avoda. You just add in yalav yavo in Shmona Esrei. V'imlo amaro. If you didn't say yalav yavo machzirino, so you need to go back and repeat Shmona Esrei. V'chein mazkir bebirkas hamazon. So too, you need to mention yalav yavo in benching. V'imlo amaro. If you didn't say yalav yavo in benching, ein machzir no so. You don't repeat, because there's no obligation to eat bread on Chol HaMoed. Since on Chol HaMoed you could just eat meat or fruits to fulfill any mitzvah of Simcha, you don't need to actually have a suit on Chol HaMoed, so there's no chiv to eat bread, and therefore you would not need to go back for Yalav V'Yavo in benching, as opposed to davening, which you would need to go back for. Is the same as Musaf for Yom Tov. The Rama adds, Elik Shemagia, Ha'edem Hashav Dechem V'Yichodecha Kamor, Omer V'Yigrav Demola, Adu Shnei Smidin Kel Chasan. Instead of saying V'Chodesh HaRishon, V'Yom HaRishon, you don't say that, because that already passed that first day. You just say the Pesukim of V'Yigrav Dem for the Musaf. Siv Gimel, Noagin Shabi Yom Tov, Omer, Es Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, V'Chodesh HaMoed Omer, Es Yom Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. But the Rama adds, Anu Einogin Lomer Mikra Kodesh Klal, Lo B'Yom Tov, V'Lo B'Chol HaMoed. We don't say Mikra Kodesh at all. The Mishnah Berurah also adds, Anu Chol HaMoed, you don't say HaRachaman Hu Yanchilin Yom Shekulo Tov, because Chol HaMoed isn't a Yom Tov. It's separate, it's Chol HaMoed. The Chornim write that we say Mikra Kodesh on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, but we don't say Es Yom Tov even on Yom Tov. Siv Dalet, Kol Yom Shel Chol HaMoed, Ushnei Yom Rechon Shel Yom Tov, Karn Hala B'Dila, Kmo Rosh Chodesh. On Chol HaMoed and the last days of Yontif, on Pesach, we say Chatzi Halel instead of the full Halel. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because on the seventh day is when the Mitzrim drowned, and Hashem said, if my creations are drowning, how can you say Shira? So since on the seventh day we're not going to say a full Halel, so Chol HaMoed we're also not going to say a full Halel, because we don't want Chol HaMoed to be better, more chashuv, than the last day of Yontif, when we won't be saying a full Halel because of the Malachim. However, later on in Siman Tov Resh Mem Dalet Siv Ka'an Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah brings a different reason, which is actually brought in the Gemara, that on Sukkot every day is judged as its own Yontif, since the Karbanos are different, but on Pesach the Karbanos are the same every day, besides for the first day, so that's why we don't say Halel fully the rest of the days. And then the Marsha and Brachos was already bothered by this. Why does everyone bring this other reason that the Medrash brings, as opposed to the reason brought in the Gemara? But the Maisa, both reasons are generally brought. Siv Hei, Simen Parshios Shel Shmona Simea Pesach, Mashach Torah, Kadesh B'Kaspa, Psal B'Mibara, Shalach Bukhra. Zeh Seder Lo Yishtana, Kim Shakal Pesach B'Yom Chamishi, Shimam Shlishi, Shu Shabbos Kor Reah Tamer Elai, Shu Psal, B'Marishon Shein Yishlishi Korin Kadesh B'Kaspa B'Mibara. So there's an order for which Parshios are said on each day. And the siman is as follows. On the first day of Pesach, we say Mishru Chu. The second day, Shoruch Chesev. The third day, Kaddish Likol Bechor. The fourth day, Kesef Talva. The fifth day, Psalacha. The sixth day, Vayidaber, Yom Bar Sina, Vayisim Bnei Yisrael, Asa Pesach. The seventh day, Parshas Meshalach. And the eighth day, Kol HaBechor. Sivva, Bechol Yimei Chol HaMoed. Bechol Yimei Chol HaMoed, Ushnei Yamam Tov Ma'achronim. Korin B'Sefer, Shnei B'Karbonos HaMusaf and Shabbat Pinchas. On Chol HaMoed, on the last days of Yontif, the second sefer, from the second sefer, we read Karbanos and Musafim from Pinchas, Umaschil, Vehikraftim, Atzov Piskel. You start from Mikraftim, and you go until the end. The Mishnah Berurah points out that we don't say Kaddish until after the fourth Aliyah, meaning even though in general on Shabbos or Yontif, you do Kaddish in between the first sefer and the second sefer, before the maftir. On Chol HaMoed, we do the Kaddish after maftir, after the second sefer Torah is read. because you always say Kaddish after the amount of aliyahs that are needed for that day. So normally the amount of aliyahs that are needed are 7 or 5, and then you have the maftir afterwards. But here where maftir is part of the aliyahs that are needed, so then the number 4 to get up for the 4 aliyahs of Chol HaMoed, so that's why you say the Kaddish after the 4th aliyah instead. Should the Sefer Torah, the first Sefer Torah, be placed back on the Bima at the time that Kaddish is said on the second Sefer Torah? The Eliyahu Rabbah says no. You do not need to place the Sefer Torah back on there, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah sounds like also. If you made a mistake and you said the Chatzi Kaddish after the third Aliyah from the first Sefer Torah, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that you would need to go back and say Kaddish again after reading the Maftir from the second Sefer Torah because you have not read the requisite amount of Aliyahs yet.